Kol Chestiv Zayin. Notal Koyin, Yodim Shachos, Veyach, Antisiv Zayin, Vyasa, Levorach, Shinoitel Yodim Nisiv Kepayin. If the Koyin washed his hands in the morning, he should not make a bracha when he washes his hands a second time. Because there is the opinion of the Rambam that says that you're not required to do it. But this is when he did not touch something with tunuf, with namaste of das, in between. But, for example, he went to the bathroom for the doylin, then he had to make a bracha on the tiras yadayim afterwards. So Koyin then had to go to the bathroom for the doylin between the tiras yadayim before the davening and the tiras yadayim. It was Koyin does have to make another bracha. That is according to the Magen Avraham. Rambam says that you never make a bracha on the second tefillah, since you need the tefillah in the morning. So, Maisa, that's the meaning. Since this is a suffix brachas, if the Kohen did have to go to the bathroom, then he would wash his hands again without a bracha. Mishnah Berurah just says that if you could avoid touching things that would be required to make another tefillah tzedayim, avoid it, so you don't get into this machlokes. Sif, ches. Shematlo shvilti beritzei, ko kohen shvilti knesset nekem and kohen alam zazufa. When the Sheikh Siva says Ritzei, that's the time that the Quran should start going towards the place of the Birchas Kohanim. And we learned before that if he did not go then, and he started going towards the Duchen, after the Sheikh Siva finishes saying, then he cannot go up to the Birchas Kohanim. The Atom Lo Yagia Sham Achi is time Sheikh Siva Ritzei Shabbatam. As long as he's progressing in the direction of the Duchen, then that's good enough if he did that at the time of Ritzei. Even if he did not make it through the actual point of the Duchen until the end of Ritzei. Like we said before, the time of Ritzei, he did not do it. He cannot go for the Duchen, and he has to leave the Shul. Mishra says, even if he went, if the place of the Tiras Yadayim is the opposite direction of where the Duchen is, it's in the back of the Shul, and he started walking that direction, it doesn't help. He has to walk in the direction of the Duchen. So if you have the water from the Tiras Yadayim in the front of the Shul, you say the problem. If he was out of the shul and he's walking towards the shul, as long as he did that from the time the shul is given, that's good enough. He doesn't have to be in the shul. He has to be going towards the direction of the duchen. Who says that there are those that say that in such a case he shouldn't go up, he has to be already in the area of the shul, not just in his house and going towards it.